Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. US and China agree to extend tariff truce by 90 days. Australian Army Chief holds discussion with India's Army Chief in New Delhi to deepen military-to-military engagement for regional stability. Indian Sri Lanka Coast Guard reaffirm commitment to address contemporary maritime security challenges. US designates Balochistan Liberation Army and its ADS as foreign terrorist organization. An 18th International Olympiad on Astronomy and Astrophysics to be held in Mumbai today. US and China have agreed to extend the trade truce until November 10, just hours before the new tariffs were set to take effect today. In a joint statement, both countries said they will pause the planned tariff increases for another 90 days. The US will delay raising tariffs to 145% on Chinese goods, while China will hold off 125% tariffs on US goods. Instead, current tariffs will remain 30% on Chinese imports to the US and 10% on American exports to China. US President Donald Trump signed an executive order yesterday to extend the truce, giving both sides more time to continue negotiations on trade imbalances, unfair practices, market access and national security concerns. Chief of the Australian Army, Lieutenant General Simon Stewart, held discussions with Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi in New Delhi to enhance bilateral defence cooperation and deepen military-to-military engagement for regional stability. Chief of the Australian Army, Lieutenant General Simon Stewart, was also briefed on Operation Sindoor and recent advancements in technology absorption within the Indian Army. In a social media post, the Indian Army said that the discussions were focused on enhancing bilateral defence cooperation, deepening military-to-military engagement, and reinforcing the shared commitment to regional stability and global peace. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is committed to the early and peaceful resolution of Ukraine-Russia conflict and will make every possible contribution in this regard. Holding a telephonic conversation with President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, the Prime Minister said, India's consistent position on the need for an early and peaceful resolution of the conflict. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said India remains committed to making every possible contribution in this regard, as well as to further strengthening bilateral ties with Ukraine. India has strongly condemned the remarks of Pakistan Army Chief Asim Munir on potential nuclear threat. In a statement, spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, has said that India has already made it clear that it will not give in to any nuclear blackmail. He said New Delhi will continue to take all steps necessary to safeguard its national security. The statement said the nuclear saber rattling is Pakistan's stock in trade and expressed regret that such remarks were made from the soil of a friendly third country. It also warned the international community to draw its own conclusions on the irresponsibility inherent in these remarks. Ahead of his Friday summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska, US President Donald Trump has expressed optimism about the possibility of normal trade between both countries and said he will know within the first 2 minutes of the meeting whether a deal can be struck. Trump made these comments while addressing the White House briefing today.
I'm going in to speak to Vladimir Putin, and I'm going to be telling him, you got to end this war, you got to end it. He wasn't going to mess with me. This war would have never happened. I think we'll have constructive conversations. There'll be some land swapping going on. I know that through Russia and through conversations with everybody for the good of Ukraine. And then I'm going to call up President Zelensky and the European leaders right after the meeting, yeah. And I'm going to tell them what kind of a deal. I'm not going to make a deal. It's not up to me to make a deal. I think a deal should be made for both.
Further, Trump expressed optimism about the meeting and said would like a ceasefire. Trump attributed the current state of Russia's economy to the ongoing conflict, noting that the US imposition of a 50% tariff on countries buying oil from Russia had a significant impact. Trump claimed he was prepared to take further action but received a call from Putin. Trump said that his meeting with Putin to see what the parameters of a peace deal could be before he speaks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and European leaders. The U.S. State Department designated the Balochistan Liberation Army, BLA, and its alias, the Majid Brigade, as a foreign terrorist organization. It added the Majid Brigade as an alias to the BLA's previously specially designated global terrorist designation. The United States had designated BLA as an SDGT in 2019 after several terrorist attacks. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, in a press statement, said, since 2019, BLA has claimed responsibility for additional attacks, including by the Majid Brigade. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates, round the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. South Korean President Lee Jae-myung will depart for a three-day visit to the U.S. on August 24th, marking his first visit to the U.S. since he took office in early June. He will meet U.S. President Donald Trump to discuss ways to establish peace on the Korean Peninsula and coordinate on denuclearization while further strengthening the robust Korea-U.S. combined deterrence posture. The summit comes weeks after Seoul clinched a trade deal with Washington, cutting the planned 25% tariffs to 15% in return for $350 billion US investment pledge, $100 billion in US energy purchases, and commitments on industrial cooperation. The 8th high-level meeting between the Indian Coast Guard ICG and the Sri Lankan Coast Guard SLCG was held in New Delhi yesterday. The discussion centered on strengthening cooperative engagements in the fields of marine pollution response, maritime search and rescue, and maritime law enforcement, along with enhanced capacity building and technical assistance initiatives. Both sides reaffirmed their commitment to work closely in addressing contemporary maritime challenges, ensuring safety, security, and environmental stewardship in the shared maritime domain. World Elephant Day celebrated today. India is home to nearly 60% of the world's wild elephant population, with 33 elephant reserves and 150 identified elephant corridors. With around 6,400 strength, Karnataka has the highest wild elephant population. Bandipur Tiger Reserve tops the density with 1,116 elephants, with a density of 0.96 elephants per square kilometer. The Karnataka Forest Department has been initiating steps to mitigate conflict between elephants and humans. We have more from a correspondent.
In Chamarajanagara National Highway 67, passing through Bandipur National Park, a person who stepped out of the car to take photos of the wild elephant was attacked by one. This video went viral yesterday, making us think about human-elephant conflict. Karnataka Forest Ministry Ishwar Khandres informed that this year alone, 13 people were killed by elephants. The forest area is decreasing, leading to increase in the conflict. The minister has said that Forest Department patrol will be introduced on highways to prevent people stepping out of their vehicles, and dedicated elephant parks are planned to prevent them from coming out into human habitations. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
The formal inauguration of the 18th International Olympiad on Astronomy and Astrophysics will be held in Mumbai today. Addressing a press conference yesterday, director of the Homi Bhabha Center for Science Education, which is hosting the event, Professor Arnob Bhattacharya said that this edition of the competition will be the grandest so far, with a total of 288 students from 64 countries participating. While elaborating the aim of this 10-day competition, President of the International Olympiad on Astronomy and Astrophysics, Professor Aniket Chule, said the event aims to foster global collaboration and excellence. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. US and China agree to extend tariff truce by 90 days. Australian Army Chief holds discussion with India's Army Chief in New Delhi to deepen military-to-military engagements for regional stability. Indian Sri Lankan Coast Guard reaffirmed commitment to address contemporary maritime security challenges. US designates Balochistan Liberation Army and its alias as foreign terrorist organization. And 18th International Olympiad on Astronomy and Astrophysics to be held in Mumbai today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.